I've debated in when I was in the legislature calls for a constitutional convention or a convention of states, and all but one has failed. The one that did pass was to call for a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. But these convention resolutions keep coming back. Senate Joint Resolution 2, calling for a convention of states, is on general file in the Wyoming Senate right now for the first of three floor votes. I have some very good friends who are sponsoring and co-sponsoring this latest resolution. Good people can disagree on any issue. And Senate Joint Resolution 2 only passed out of the Senate Minerals Committee by one vote. There is not the widespread support for this that you might imagine. And whether you call it a convention of states or a constitutional convention or an Article 5 convention, they are procedurally and structurally synonymous, regardless of the clever marketing. All seek to change the U.S. Constitution pursuant to the provisions of Article 5. Convention proponents say that it will be one state, one vote, yet there is no guarantee of that. Congress, especially this Congress, will probably use its constitutional powers that are implied in Article 5 itself to control the details of any convention. Congress most likely will impose an electoral college system on any convention. Does anyone listening think for a minute that California, New York, Illinois, and Florida are going to agree to give Wyoming, South Dakota, Delaware, or Alaska, with only three electoral votes each, one vote equal to their one vote? One state, one vote is not mandated or guaranteed by Article 5. It is purely speculative. The U.S. Supreme Court has already said, quote, as a rule, the Constitution speaks in general terms, leaving Congress to deal with subsidiary matters of detail. And Article 5 is no exception to that rule. Congress alone has the authority to call a convention under Article 5, and you can bet your last dollar they will call the rules as well. The current Senate Joint Resolution 2 has three calls involved, three subjects that they would like a convention of states to address. The first one is to impose fiscal restraint. My position is, and folks that oppose a convention think that it's naive to expect any amendment to the Constitution to impose fiscal restraint on a body whose livelihood depends on unrestrained financial largesse. Quote, ways will be found, end quote, to circumvent any restraints imposed by an amendment. No amendment to the Constitution is going to restrain any administration with a printing press at its disposal. The Office of Management and Budget, House and Senate Budget Committees, House and Senate Ways and Means Committees, and other actors involved in this country's fiscal and budget policies are capable of such smoke and mirrors that any restraint imposed by the Constitution will just become another minor hurdle to work around. Many states, including Wyoming, are now developing mechanisms by which the power and jurisdiction of the federal government may be limited. And one mechanism is Thomas Jefferson's rightful remedy, nullification. It is disingenuous to compare nullification to the secession of the southern states in 1860. Nullification has been used since the Fugitive Slave Acts of the early 1800s and is being used today to nullify federal laws against marijuana, just for one example. And as for term limits, don't even get me started. One only needs to look at California to see Exhibit A of the utter failure of term limits and its consequences. Term limits is the ultimate dream of the unelected bureaucracy. Without those pesky electeds to deal with, that fourth branch colossus, as it's been called, of powerful rulemaking, regulation imposing, can't be fired, powers that be will be unfettered in their tyranny. Further, no convention called under Article 5 can be limited to these three topics, as convention proponents say. The United States Supreme Court has said, quote, there is no effective way to limit or muzzle the actions of a constitutional convention, end quote. Even if it is branded as a convention to propose amendments, no historical precedents exist on which to base that claim. As you can see, there only exists a handful of Supreme Court opinions that belie the promise of a limited convention. Amendments, resolutions calling for conventions have failed in the legislature, Duke, and we are hopeful that this one passes, fails as well.